Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture and market analysis time now. Wednesday's market stuck in the middle with you. Not range-bound, just stuck. Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management, and Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities.
We are kind of stuck. You know, the weather continues to be non-threatening. The traders think there's a big crop out there. And that, of course, remains to be seen. I think some of the pessimism today, again, was on the tariff uncertainty, the trade deal uncertainty. I think that's what hit the soybean market. Of course, today is July 9th. That was the initial trade deal deadline. I think traders were hoping they would see some kind of news about some bigger deals. We have not heard anything yet today. Yeah, so I think it's a little, I mean, if that's what's pulling the markets down, that's a little overblown, because I didn't expect to see anything today.
Man, as far as the national corn yield and how we're going to finish, there's a lot of social media talk, isn't there, about what we're going to end. And the corn is barely knee-high or waist-high, chest-high in some cases.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go, you know, so we will see. But, of course, what we have coming up there, which would help the corn markets, is Friday's, of course, the next monthly USDA report. USDA is going to have to increase corn exports. We're already over the target for the year with 8 weeks left, so hopefully we can get some good news for the corn market on Friday.
Yeah, you're definitely not range-bound. I mean, you had corn make new contract lows again today. You've had a sharply lower week here. You gap lower Sunday night, and a lot of that's built off of the combination of those pre-4th of July forecasts just gave way over the long weekend, and your weather improved drastically, and your window for any sort of weather-inspired rally on corn especially is just closing. And then you add to it the tariff development Sunday night into Monday, and specifically the tariff announcements on South Korea and Japan, two major corn purchasing countries, and just it set corn off on a really, really rough week. And right now the trend is for lower there. And then soybeans today was a pivotal day for soybeans. They had managed to hold above this key kind of 10-13-ish type support that's held beans several times over the last few months, and today they broke through that. So you're stumbling into this report with fairly ominous kind of just chart developments and a tough start to the week. That said, that July WASDE on a year like this, it's certainly not one of the bigger WASDEs of the year. I would be probably won't see much of a yield change. We'll just incorporate some old crop balance sheet changes from the stocks numbers we got last Monday. And last Monday's report on stocks and acres was really tame. So I don't know that the WASDE itself will necessarily bring a lot of fireworks, but just the biggest overarching theme here is weather and tariffs both lean bearish again for the time being.
Well, just like farming, being a market advisor and broker, never a dull day, huh?
Rarely is, yep. And anytime there is, you wonder what's lurking around the corner next.
Yeah. Well, as far as demand, corn's got a good story going right now. Maybe a little uptick in corn demand would, like you mentioned, put a light of fire under the corn market. Soybeans and wheat, not quite so bullish.
Yeah, wheat, you're off to a really strong start on. So wheat's in its new crop already. So when we talk new crop, it's this year. We've been in for the last couple months, and you're off to your strongest, or matching your strongest start on new crop export sales of the last decade. So you've got strong export demand, at least starting the year out on wheat. And soybean, both crush and export demand on old crop has stayed good. And yeah, corn has had extremely strong old crop demand. And you continue, even now, you're getting counter seasonal export sales at a time when that large South American crop should really, really be taking over and whatnot. So that's a big difference versus last year. Last year, we were really struggling on the demand front around this time while we had good weather and a strong finish to the crop. This year, you've got very strong demand that has you, no matter what the weather does, you should be in range here of lows, or certainly prices that are too low in the long run. I think we're already to that point.
A look back at yesterday's markets and a look ahead to tomorrow's report. This is Inside Agriculture. Now the weather forecast.